Hi, Zoe.
Hey, Rory.
Here we are on our first day's podcast.
A very special episode.
The specialist.
Rory's holding a plastic giraffe.
I am. I've always had this with me for a long time. I don't even know when I got this, but I take it to every place I live.
That's beautiful.
It's just this giraffe. Anyways, so we haven't been super successful on these dates. We've gotten the answer of people wanting to sleep with us, but I don't think we've really had a love connection, so.
All right, you got to speak for yourself. Like, one person's wanted to sleep with me, and everyone else is like, I'll give her a hug. Ugh.
It's true.
My life.
So, that said, I think we should, what we're going to do on this episode is we're going to do speed dates. We're going to knock out a whole bunch in one episode to kind of, like, spread out the love, maybe find it a little quicker, right?
Yeah, totally. And, and we could tell if we have a connection with this person after a couple minutes and have people vote on which speed date was the most successful, and then we'll go on a long date with that motherfucker.
I think that sounds good, though.
I think it sounds perfect. So,
I've set up 4 dates for you.
Okay.
They're all strapping young gentlemen. I'm sure. They're pretty young. And they're all very excited to meet you. And I'll step out of the way right now.
First dates, come on a date.
Hey Zoe, what's up? I'm Eric.
How do you know my name?
Through the grapevine.
Oh yeah. That actually does happen.
It was a telepathic thing. So you're Zoe, which sounds like quite an interesting name. I've never met a Zoe. Are you from this planet?
That's up for debate. I think that's like a second date question.
Not you this. Really think so?
Yeah, well, you know, like, Zoe is Greek, so I guess this planet, yeah, this decade, less so. So, wait, did you introduce yourself as Eric?
Yeah, hi, I'm Eric. I know. Oh, yeah, shit. So I have, like, a persona, I suppose. I'm Brother Berg. Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, you are Brother Berg. You'll always be Brother Berg to me.
That's the thing. Thank you. And I feel like talking about aliens and your alien origins is probably second day material, as is me revealing that my name is Eric. So we're really getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. So do you believe in aliens or other life forms on other planets?
Yes. I do. Not only are there life forms on other planets, but pretty sure the aliens are here.
Among us.
Yeah, among us.
Well, you kind of accused me of being an alien.
Yeah, you know, I like not necessarily an accusation, more of like a question that like came across as quite an accusation, and like basically I'm accusing you of being an alien.
Well, you never know. An alien never reveals itself.
That's what an alien would say.
It's just like a magician.
Exactly. You know, yeah, I mean, you know, alien magic, illusionist magic. Do you know any tricks?
No. Well, Marvin the Martian was always my favorite Looney Tune, so maybe that says something about me.
Yeah, I suppose that what you're, you know, that you like, you know, you're out of this world.
I'm out of this world beautiful for sure.
Fucking A.
Do you usually date girls who are this out of the world beautiful?
Yeah, definitely with definitely with hair like that.
Oh, I do have out of this world hair.
Yeah, it's good. Just natural, you know, and like authenticity and genuineness. Those are traits that look for in a gal.
Yeah, I was convinced at my last job I was never going to get a promotion because I had curly hair. What are your thoughts on that?
I'd say that's a little bit superficial, and it probably depends on what the job is. I don't know. I mean, personally, I have curly hair, and I've only been fired from a few jobs for having curly hair.
Oh, really? What did they say that straight up? Often.
Yeah. They were like, listen, you're probably the best employee that we've ever had, but the curly hair has got to go. You either got to shave it or, you know, you got to find another employment. And I'm like, you know, I got to keep the hair. I mean, I would shave it, but then it just became sort of like a statement that I was making, you know.
Yeah, that's really complicated. Hair can be complicated in the workplace. Right? For sure. Yeah, totally. So is there, what are your thoughts on like short hair on girls?
Yeah, right on. You know, short hair is cool. Long hair is cool. I like hair that smells good. How does your hair smell?
Pretty traditional.
Pretty. And oh, traditional. Nice. Okay.
It's pretty traditional hair.
Nice.
See, I think that hair is the grossest part of the human body.
Uh-huh.
I just like, maybe we'd just be so much better looking without hair everywhere, you know? I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty. Yeah, that's definitely
something an alien would say.
So, yeah, aliens don't have hair.
No, like, I don't know. As far as we know, you know, but yeah. So like what, like just on the head, you think that we should all be shaved heads or like shave the rest of the chassis?
Shave it all. Yeah, I mean, if we all committed to doing it, slick. It wouldn't be weird.
Yeah. If we all made a pact, like a bald pact.
Oh my God. That sounds so hot.
That's third date material. For
that
sure.
Sounds so smooth.
Yeah,
everything right? Just, that
is literally the smoothest thing you could possibly do.
Just like putting on clothing would just be so smooth.
Yeah, you'd just all be wearing silk robes.
Ooh. And
just all the sliding time. Across wooden floors.
Well, I mean, I do that anyway.
Right?
I mean,
okay,
we'd still
right
have
on.
Skin.
Oh, yeah, and skin is slippery.
Whose skin?
Well, mine.
That
is
must
yours.
Be that must be a human thing. I don't understand.
Yeah. You know, one step at a time, I guess. You know, slippery skin on slippery skin at a time.
Oh, whoa. Is that how you live your life?
You know, like basically I say that life is what happens between slippery skin on slippery skin, yeah.
Or life is a consequence of slippery skin on slippery skin. You know what I'm
saying?
Hey,
that works too. Yeah, all right. It's all right. Cause and effect and like there birth and stuff too.
Yeah, birth and stuff definitely can play a role in there.
The miracle of birth is a slippery scenario. So I've been told.
Did you have to watch a video in high school of a woman giving birth?
Yeah, it was one of the most traumatic things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was so bad. It definitely did a good job of making me not want to get pregnant for a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it felt like I felt very uncomfortable watching it with, like, I don't know, my peeps, my high school classmates, you know?
Right. So that's what's up, guys. So what, that is something that you'd like just throw on like a video of birth to like as the soundtrack to a party kind of thing, as like a video, as like a visual?
Yeah, well, actually, I had a really good time on our speed date, and then maybe for our next date, we can get together and watch The Miracle of Birth, Miracle of Life together.
That sounds sexy as heck.
Yeah.
Definitely. Right on.
Hi, Zoe.
Oh, my God. Hi. What's your name?
I'm Mike.
Mike. Oh, what?
I forgot to say my name.
It's a classic blunder when you're meeting someone as attractive as me.
That is true.
I know.
Even though I knew your name right off the bat, which might be a little creepy in a bar.
You can just, you just got the sense. I just give off that aura.
Yeah, that Zoe aura.
Do you believe in auras?
I don't believe in auras.
That's good. Me neither.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, has anyone ever told you have like a certain color aura?
I usually shy away from those conversations, but yeah, usually somebody, they start talking about your sign or your aura, I'll start backing away slowly.
Yeah, I don't believe in astrology either because, I mean, it just really freaks me out. The thought of a higher power, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's...
I like to pretend it's not there, but if it is...
The higher power life isn't the life for me. Although I do like stars.
Well, you do like stars?
How would you incorporate my love for stars on a date?
Oh man, we would have to go out and look at the stars. Have you ever watched the International Space Station go by?
No.
It's pretty cool.
Is it loud?
It's not loud. It just looks like a star moving really fast through the sky, and you can track it with an app.
Oh.
I've done that a few times. It's pretty fun.
Oh, wow. You know how to woo a lady.
Oh, yeah, with space stations. And you want to watch the space station with me?
And the corresponding app.
Oh, I have the app.
I'm sure you do. Is it on your first page?
It is not.
What apps are on your first page? I feel like this could tell a lot about someone.
I think that's true. The apps that are your go-to. Well, Twitter, obviously.
Obvi.
And the weather. Gotta check the weather.
Oh, I love that shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though I don't like even though I don't like astrology.
The weather's okay, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
just if someone the sun and the moon fuck everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Do you play games? I have a pool game that I play very occasionally. And I also play hearts, but I actually lose every game I play. So I try to shy away from that stuff.
You lose the games you play on your phone? Or every game?
In general, like, do you ever play board games?
I like to play chess.
You like to play chess.
Yeah. Do you play chess?
No. I would lose.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's the rumor on the street. So, what is your, like, typical first date?
My first dates have always been going out to eat. But, you know, I haven't been on a date in a long time, and I'm starting to realize that is a really bad first date.
Have you not been eating?
No, I stopped eating completely.
That's tragic.
After the last first date.
When you realized that was a bad first date. Yeah, you know, that makes sense to me. So you just go out to eat? Just
watch each other eat. I don't know.
How do you go from eating to the next step? You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Well, usually you go from eating, then you go out to drinks. And drinks is where you can, if you're, the person's not feeling it, they can ditch you or you can ditch them. It's easy to ditch somebody in a crowded bar.
You've been ditched?
I have been ditched, and I've also ditched, so that's fair.
You ditched someone after having dinner with them?
Yeah, at the bar afterwards.
Do you say bye or do you just peace?
I've done both, but I usually just leave.
You just leave?
Yeah, if it's going like really poorly and the other person's like way into it, instead of like being an adult and just being like, I don't like you, I usually just slip out.
Wow. That's like borderline worst nightmare for me.
Oh, really? Have you been ditched?
The slip out? No, of course not. Don't be crazy.
Ditch you with your aura.
Right. This aura, this weather app, whatever. But I've never been ditched. But I've never ditched someone. I always come up with an excuse.
Do you do like the fake phone call, like have a friend call you?
I've done that.
Say, oh, you're in the hospital.
No, I'm not gross. It's like always like a friend's birthday party.
Oh, yeah. See? I don't know why I go right to hospital instead.
Yeah, that's a little dark.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
Yeah.
You don't find yourself, like, trying to get out of dates, you just leave? Like,
usually.
If a date...
But, I mean, I also haven't dated anybody in, like, a year, so...
Well, that's okay. I don't judge you for that. We all have our years.
Yeah.
Our moments. Whether they last a year or a week, you know? I'm an understanding woman. But that's usually how you deal with a bad date. You just leave. Or have you ever like if something's going really, really, really poorly.
If it's going so poorly that it's not like really awkward for me to just be like, hey, this isn't working out. Like, but usually it's like the times when I'll ditch, which is the most messed up, I guess, is when the person's just really, really sweet and nice. And I'm just like, ugh.
So there, it's like, oh, you like me too much. I'm going to leave you at the bar.
That is the story of my life. Like, oh, you like me? Ugh.
Yeah, no, that is kind of such a turnoff. What is that? That's some like,
I don't know.
That's some like deep seated like weirdness about human nature.
I think so. Like, I don't really like myself. So if you like me, I'm going to judge you for liking me.
Is that what it is, or is it like it's unattractive when something's attainable?
That might be it too, because then it's like, well, like that's over. I don't have to work for it anymore.
Yeah, I guess working for it is like half the fun, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I don't know, but I think that's that's like a problem with going to a date at a bar is there's also all this competition there. Because like bars are like a mating ground. So you can like look around and you see all of these people who are better than the person you're on a date with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that's a difficult thing for me to do.
Yeah. Because I just always find that like a little bit of alcohol loosens people up to the conversation.
Yeah.
But it's like you don't have to go to a bar for that.
Yeah, it's true. There's alcohol everywhere. Exactly. Well, I had a very good time talking to you about the stars. And maybe we can go to a crowded bar sometime soon for you to leave me at.
I would really like that.
Oh, how nice.
So hey, did you vote for Obama?
is that your line?
I've said that to girls like a few times.
What do they usually say? Yeah. Or like, what's Obama? Wow, I'm really not saying great thing about women right now.
They're usually like, what? Why? Why you're at a bar. Why are you saying that?
I did vote for Obama. Does anyone ever?
Me too.
Oh, fuck.
Actually, I didn't.
You didn't? I
didn't vote at all.
You didn't vote at all? I actually forgot to vote in the most recent election because I'm an idiot. But I have a friend who campaigned and then didn't vote, which feels worse than just forgetting because I'm dumb. But I thought the rule was to steer away from politics when you're dating.
That's probably why I don't get any good reactions from this.
But do you get good reactions to your facial hair?
Trying to think. No.
So maybe your pickup technique needs to compensate more for your interesting choice in facial hair.
Maybe so. Maybe you're right. Although I only have this because I'm lazy and I never shave.
Well, that's a good a reason as any to have a beard, I guess.
That's true.
Do you find that what kind of woman do you usually go for? Or girl, whatever you want to use, say. Girl, woman, lady, person?
I should have a better answer than this, but I don't really have a
type. You don't have a type? You're not like a tits man or an ass man?
No, except for just like generally being as good looking as possible.
As good looking as they could possibly be, given their genetic makeup.
Yeah.
Do you like Jews?
Yeah, I definitely do.
You definitely like, really?
Yeah,
Jewish girls are hot.
They are. Unless, you know, they're the hot ones are really hot.
Oh, I love the way you speak about Jews.
Are you Jewish?
Fuck yeah, I'm Jewish. Well, culturally.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. What would you do
so
if
far we've covered politics and religion?
Yeah, we're really covering all the important bases. So what if like are you a religious person?
No, what I'm culturally Catholic.
Cool.
Just culturally.
What if you like started dating a girl and she took you to meet her parents and they were like the most religious people ever and they made you say grace and stuff? Would you do it? Or would you be
sure.
I'm going to opt out of grace.
I would do it.
Wow.
Like,
you're a real risk taker, Eddie.
It's probably easier to do that than like make a big fuss about it or whatever.
I don't know. I think, but like, it would really spark a conversation if you were like, you know what? I'm not going to say grace just because I'm dating or whatever. The fuck?
Yeah, that's exactly what I don't want. But to spark a conversation.
you go to extreme lengths to avoid that.
Yeah.
Do you have a nightmare meeting a significant other story? Meeting a significant other family story?
No, I don't think I've ever met a significant other's family.
I haven't either. But I met my brother's girlfriend of 7 years.
Well, my sister's boyfriend, now husband.
Ooh.
This isn't a specific time, but for they started dating when she was like 16 or something. And my parents hated him for about 6 years until finally they were like, well, what can we do?
they gave up on hatred.
Yeah.
Are you like scared that you're going to bring a girl home and then they're going to be like super not into her? Cause like, that's definitely a fear of mine that my family isn't going to like.
I'm pretty sure they'd be happy with whatever girl I brought home, just so they know I won't like die alone.
Yeah, my family is pretty scared of that. Sad. My family's pretty scared of that for me too. But yeah. Also, like, I'm scared that I'm like anxious about kissing someone in front of my family at my wedding. Is that weird?
No, I feel you on that. But I brought my girlfriend home for Thanksgiving. Because significant others have met my family, but okay. Not the other way around.
Got it.
And she got really drunk and started talking about, like she was almost, like, talking about us having sex and, like, that stuff.
Oh, which weird. That's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's kind of what I want to avoid. Well,
it's not good.
No, that's not good. But I really enjoyed meeting you, Eddie.
I enjoyed meeting you too, Zoe.
And maybe we can talk about Obama and religion and fucking your ex-girlfriend sometime.
Yeah, I really really like to be controversial.
I can tell.
So how about this bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to this bar. Yeah.
Oh, classic line, Tyler, which is your name, thank I can you. Just tell.
Yes.
Yeah, I come to this bar all the time. It's actually my local bar. I order a whiskey sour. What's your drink?
Oh I Jägermeister. I prefer Jäger.
So really?
I'm just going to get a drink from a, excuse me, barkeep. No, he's busy.
He's busy.
Excuse me.
Yeah, how would you go about getting the barkeepers at barkeeps? Barkeep?
The barkeeps.
The barkeep's attention.
Well, I guess the main tactic is to hold out a credit card. You know, people like to hold out credit cards. Mm. I take it up a notch. I like to hold out a Chipotle gift card.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Really try and, you know, yeah.
It's easy that really, way. That and would get my attention. Drawn to
it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, Chipotle.
Never failed me. And then, yeah, and then I have to kind of disappoint them because, you know, they don't get the Chipotle gift card. It's just like, to entice them.
Right,
so.
Yeah. Barkeeps love Chipotle.
If I know anything about barkeeps, it's that they love Chipotle.
What, would you take me on a Chipotle date ever?
Chipotle is kind of all I eat, so.
What do you get?
If you want to eat around me.
Do you get the bowl? Do you get the burrito? Do you get the taco? Do you get the salad?
Well,
do you get the other option I'm forgetting?
Anybody who gets tacos is doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, I do a little something different at Chipotle. I get the bowl.
You get the bowl. What are your thoughts on the cilantro lime rice?
I love cilantro to death. I will eat cilantro and everything. I eat cilantro in my cereal, so I will eat it.
Ooh, like Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
What would you... Charms. Let's say I spent the night at your house after a love night. What would you make me for breakfast?
Well, I can scramble a mean egg.
Do you put cilantro in your eggs?
Well, yeah. Put cilantro in everything.
Right,
so.
Of course. So one egg
would be an exception. Yes, one egg.
One egg. Okay.
That's all I can spare.
Do you put milk in your scrambled eggs?
Yes, I do actually.
Ah, milk and cilantro.
Milk, cilantro, and honestly, you don't even need the egg at that point.
You're right. Just add cereal.
Cereal, and then you're golden. And then, yeah.
It's all part of a well-balanced breakfast.
Right.
True yeah, or false? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. True or false?
Well, 9 out of 10 doctors would say that it is. So,
are you
I'm
a
no doctor?
But
oh. Agree. No.
Do you trust doctors? You know doctors?
I do. I know a few doctors. My own, for one.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I went to my pediatrician until I was 21.
Did you?
Yeah, so I know her.
I go to a chiropractor.
Ooh.
So I don't really know what I'm doing, medical wise.
Is your back out of alignment?
No, it's not.
You just like
perfectly aligned.
Oh, because of the chiropractor, though.
It's the convenience, I think, is what
I don't want our son to have like scoliosis.
Oh yeah, I have a perfect back. It's perfectly aligned. I'm pretty proud of that, actually.
You're a perfectly aligned back. I don't have a mm-hmm. Could you align my back for me?
Yeah, that might break your spine in the process, though.
I would love that.
Would you?
Yeah, that Ooh. Sounds like kinky hot.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Yeah, can I break your back, babe? You know Ooh, what I mean?
You know what I'm... Yeah, you can break my back, babe.
Cool.
That's so like maybe
what
third
do you think?
Date.
What's your most important meal?
My most important meal is probably seltzer or coffee.
Coffee meal?
Coffee meal yeah. with cilantro.
Coffee right now. Yeah, I put cilantro in this too.
Yeah,
I bring
fuck
it with
yeah.
me.
Cilantro
I'm cutting
spice.
Cilantro on the tape.
Cilantro yeah. spice latte.
Have you ever had one?
No, but would you make me one with my cilantro and milk meal?
Yes.
A lot of people, do you have any allergies? This is very important.
I don't think so. I don't know, though.
Well, baby, there's
never
one
been
way to find
tested.
Out.
That's true. Let's test every allergy.
Yeah.
We'll just test all night. It'll be really fun.
Yeah. You can break my back, and then we'll test you for allergies.
Yeah, I'm into that.
That's like that borderline like a dream date.
Borderline. I think it is my dream date.
Oh, sorry if that was rude then.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I try not to be rude on dates and like when I meet like hot men and stuff, but sometimes it just slips out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm the same way when I'm talking to hot men, so coming from.
Well, it's good to know that you don't have a latex allergy.
Yeah, no, I sure don't.
You sure don't?
I sure don't, no.
Well,
but
maybe sometime we could put that lack of a latex allergy to work.
Yes.
Via.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
How's that for a line?
That's good.
Thank
That's
you.
A really good one. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, write it down. Use it. Don't forget who said it first. Zoe Klar.
Yeah, I'll try to do every time at a bar. Hey, let's put your non-latex allergy to use. Oh, by the way, Zoe Klar said that.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to go out
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll work.
Perfect line. Cool. I enjoyed talking to you, Tyler.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a nice little speed date here.
Yeah, great speed date.
Yeah, we should do it again sometime.
Yeah, only
Rory,
for...
you should come along.
Okay.
Rory's invited next time.
All right, Zoe, how do you feel about those?
I feel really good. Am I allowed to say which one was like who I want to go on the date with? No, I can't.
Nope,
say
you
that.
Are not. Because we're gonna have people decide for you and then we're gonna set you up on a longer date with that gentleman.
All right, but if you all fuck this up, I'm gonna be really disappointed.
That's true. We are putting your love life in the hands of others.
Which, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do that.
The highlights though I will give. So Berg he had me laughing. I liked him. He was clever, and I liked it. I liked your guys' back and forth on aliens.
Yeah, he thinks I'm an alien
and how,
life form.
And how you potentially were an alien, yeah. And Mike was funny. He seemed a little bit aggressive about maybe leaving somebody on a date. And
I know.
Like, oh, no, I don't want you to leave Zoe at all.
Is it
but
weird
I think,
that like turned me on a little bit?
Maybe that says something about you. Maybe. But I know Mike's. But I know Mike's a sweet guy, so I refuse to take that as indicative of his personality. And then we had Eddie, who was soft spoken, he just talked about what I remember the best was him talking about. His girlfriend getting drunk and talking about having sex with him in front of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
That was the highlight of his episode. And then Tyler was quick.
Quick motherfucker over there.
He was a witty dude. I was not. I mean, I shouldn't have underestimated Tyler.
No, never underestimate a man. Never mind. Continue.
But Captain Cilantro, yeah, he kind of he wowed me.
Yeah, he was a charming guy. I liked him. I liked them all.
Right. Well,
and you guys will like them all on Twitter. Their handles are, in order, at Bergified, BERGIFIED. Primawesome, PRIMAWESOME, E Brawley, and Tyler Schmall with a you know, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, there you go. And please vote for who the long date should be. We'll post it all over the damn place, and you won't be able to miss it. And follow me and Rory on Twitter at Madam Zubel, at Rory Not Roy. Subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, and if you have any questions, if you want to date one of us or whatever, please do. We're available, seriously, and would love some human company.
Yeah, so until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.